We'll meet Mr. Phillips in just 1 minute after this word from After Six Dinner Jackets.
When you want to look your Sunday best every day of the week, get a suit with Akron, mister. Akron's where the style is, mister. Every day, like today, Akron is the word to say when you want to look your best every day of the week. Monday, Tuesday, any Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, all day Saturday. When you want a suit that holds a press every day of the week, get a suit with Akron, mister. Akron knocks out wrinkles, mister. Every day, like today, Akron is the word to say when you want to look your Sunday best every day of the week. Say Akron, mister.
See fine tailored jackets with Akron by After Six. Here's Candy Jones.
My guest today is Mr. John Phillips, born in a log cabin farmhouse in Wisconsin and now the head of a large food company, a man who became a millionaire through his own efforts in less than 30 years. As the oldest of 10 children, he left school at 17 to help support the family. What was your first job, John Phillips?
I was field man for a dairy herd improvement association.
And did you have to go out and help support the family?
Yes, with that many children, the problem if they're going to have a chance for education is difficult. In addition, this was in the Depression, and so added income was very essential.
Was there ever a time when you, out in that log cabin, did you ever daydream about becoming a millionaire?
I suppose I thought you want to make money, but what I did think about, I suppose, was that someday I wanted to go away, make enough money so I could come back and have a farm of the sort that I would like, with the equipment that I would like and so forth, which unfortunately I've not been able to do nor find the time to consider.
What type of a home do you have today and where do you live?
Growing up in northern Wisconsin, I formed a great like for water and woods and rocks. Very fortunately, we found an island in Long Island Sound. It's connected by a causeway, and we've built a house on this, and so I have much the feel of Wisconsin in Connecticut.
Well, you deal, John Phillips, with men who are business and financial successes all the time. Can you pinpoint any traits they have in common? What made them such standout people?
They do have definitely traits in common. One of them is hard work. Another is an instinct for concentrating on what is appropriate.
Would this be based on fact or intuition?
In virtually every case, intuition.
They're gamblers, then?
Well, yes, oh, sure, they have to gamble. Mm-hmm. I mean, you have to take risk in business.
You believe in luck?
No, I don't think it's luck, although I think there is a feeling that where the trend of things is going in your direction. You really place emphasis on it, and when the trend isn't, you sort of wait and look around. Some people call it Murphy's Law. And when things are bad, they get worse. And so,
I found it that way.
So you use Murphy's Law, but you work at reversing it. And when things are good, they get better, and it really is so.
A final question, John Phillips. What do you think is the greatest danger facing Americans today?
I think that a peculiar thing is going on in this country. For more than 25 years, we have really not had any economic difficulties. This means that a whole generation has grown up without economic difficulties. What happens is that young people in the past found an outlet for their dissatisfaction in about life, in the fact that the economic structure they thought was wrong. Now the business is easy to blame the economic thing, and yet there is a dissatisfaction, I think, that most of us feel at times about life. And what are you going to blame it on? Young people are really going to have to face the fact that life is difficult just to live it. And this, I think, is part of the unrest that's among young people without really knowing what to do about it, and I think it will become even more so.
We've been talking with Mr. John Phillips, head of the R.J. Reynolds Food Company, living proof that the streets of America are paved with gold, but only the hard worker is privileged to pick up the pavement. This is Candy Jones for Monitor. And now a word from After Six Dinner Jackets.
Having fun on a warm summer evening can get a little sticky. But After Six knows how to help a fellow keep his cool. After Six says, cool it with great-looking dinner jackets in light, wrinkle-free blends of Dacron polyester with Orlon acrylic or worsted wool. Look and feel your colorful best this summer in an after-six dinner jacket with Dacron.
Every day like today, Dacron is the word to say when you want to look your Sunday best. Every day of the week, say Dacron, mister.
The time is 16 minutes after the hour, and you're on the Monitor Beacon.
My name is Long John Neville, and I have a question for you. What's the shortest distance between two points of view? The answer, straight line. My early morning telephone show. So, if you have an opinion or question, call and add to the outgoing sound of the incoming calls on Straight Line, the Long John Neville telephone show, mornings, that's right, mornings from 5 to 6, right here on WNBC.
How would you like to turn fun on for city-bound boys and girls this summer? You can do it by sending your dollar or dollars to Play Schools today. For 51 years, Play Schools Association has worked to transform hot, drab days into exciting adventures for city-bound children. Trips to the zoo, to museums, to the beach. But only your help makes this possible. Together, we can bring the fun of play into children's vacation days. Send your gift today to Play Schools, 120 West 57th Street, New York 10019.
Monitor, New York. WNBC, New York.
Ed McMahon here as Monitor 68 resumes. Now here's a Monitor tip for motorists. To avoid hitting the back wall of your garage with your car bumper, fasten a small rubber ball to the end of a string and suspend it from the ceiling so that it touches the car windshield when the car is about 1 foot from the wall. And here's another tip from the Air Temp Division of Chrysler Corporation.
Today, we're interviewing financier DuPont Vandefeller. What's your secret, Mr. Vandefeller?
I keep cool. That's why I've got Air Temp air conditioning in my expensive limousine. No hot mobile for me.
What was your biggest financial coup?
Air Temp's the finest air conditioning for your room, house, business, and car.
Yes, but what was your biggest financial coup?
Be sure you order Chrysler Air Temp air conditioning in your new Plymouth, Dodge, Chrysler, or Imperial.
What's your biggest stock holding, Mr. Vandefeller?
Chrysler Corporation.
Ebbinghaus with the pill, referring to aspirin, of course. In one moment, the waitress and the racehorse. Monitor Sports is brought to you by your A to Z Rental Center, where you can borrow whatever your heart desires. Working around your home this weekend, there's no sense in working from daybreak to backbreak. Not when your convenient A to Z rental center has the professional, heavy-duty, hard-working equipment that saves you time, energy, and money. You can borrow equipment to fix up, build up, and do up your home easily. Borrow power saws, grinders, drills, sanders, paint sprayers, carpet shampooers. You just name it. A to Z has it. And at reasonable rates. So use professional equipment. Borrow what you need from A to Z. A to Z Rental Center. Look under rental service in the yellow pages for the A to Z Rental Center nearest you. That's the A to Z Rental Center, where you can borrow whatever your heart desires. A to Z Rental Center, for whatever has to be done, for work or fun. Mrs. Ethel Rodriguez works 6 days a week as a Kansas City, Missouri waitress, but she also moonlights as the owner of a thoroughbred racing stable. The story from a Monitor reporter.
Mrs. Rodriguez, will your interest in racehorses ever be more than just a hobby, do you think?
I hope so. I've loved horses, and I've always read about them.
Well, let me ask you a very blunt question, Mrs. Rodriguez. As a waitress, how can you afford racehorses?
Well, I really can't afford racehorses. It's, of course, I do work hard, and I've given up a lot to have racehorses. But if it wasn't for my tremendous friends and relatives, I couldn't even pay one day's pay on them.
You mean they chip in a little?
Are you kidding? They sure are. Good help.
How many horses do you have in your stable?
Well, I have two. I have Prince Carol, which he's a four-year-old colt, and I have a filly, which she's three-year-old, and her name is Blue Legend.
Do you have some definite ideas about how horses should be handled?
Well, most of all, mine is done by reading. And just like I said, I've never had any... I've never been around a horse until I bought these, but I read constantly about horses, training, how to be jockeys, and how to be veterinarians. I mean, anytime there's something wrong with the horse, I'll look in my veterinarian book, and I usually find it.
Have either of your horses ever won a race?
Well, Prince Carol won one at Ascot Park in Ohio. He just won it by a nose, but I felt like it was he won it by a mile.
How much money did he earn you?
He only earned me $900, but that felt like a million.
What are your plans for your two horses this summer?
Well, Prince Carol's going to Whistle Downs in Ohio, and Blue Legend is going to Omaha, Nebraska, the Exalbin Racetrack. So I more or less have to wait until I see what they do. But, of course, my hopes is a lot bigger than that.
What are your hopes?
Well, my hopes is that someday that I might be able to have a horse to go to the Kentucky Derby.
But for the time being, I suppose you're not thinking of giving up your job here as a waitress.
No, not for the time being. I've worked here for 12 years. But, of course, if the horses has a good summer or things starts changing, I mean, anything could happen.
Well, the very best of luck to you, Mrs. Rodriguez, and I hope we will be hearing about those two horses of yours, Prince Carol and Blue Legend.
The owner of a two-horse stable on Monitor Sports. And now a word about Super Royal Triton. Did you select the last motor oil you bought, or did you settle for the first brand that was suggested to you? The Union Oil Company of California produces a motor oil so good, it exceeds all car manufacturers' recommendations for motor oil. It's called Super Royal Triton, the amazing purple motor oil. This rich oil protects your engine continuously under extreme driving conditions, and a patented detergent cleans your engine as you drive. Insist on the motor oil that goes Detroit one better, Super Royal Triton. The most complete sports coverage and weekend radio is right here, so...
stay right here on the NBC.
More Monitor music now. Here's the voice of Margaret Whiting with Faithfully.
Faithfully, gray as the day may be, somehow we always see hope in tomorrow. Faithfully, dark as the night may seem, we close our eyes and dream of a new day.
Love in Every Room, another song about love from Paul Marriott, the man who shot to fame with Love is Blue. On Monitor 68, covering the country with entertainment and information. In Chambersburg, Pennsylvania, our friends keep in touch with the facilities of station WCBG. Hello, Chambersburg. A word from the NBC member in your neck of the woods, then more of Monitor. This is Joe Garagiola. Join me on Monitor each weekend for a sports roundup with my Monitor Sports Show on NBC Radio.
Don't suffer again in a hothouse this summer with all those long, sleepless nights. Get a free survey and cost estimate for installing Chrysler AirTemp air conditioning in your home. Only AirTemp gives you all aluminum cooling coils, and it's Chrysler engineered for quiet, dependable performance. Call your AirTemp dealer now and stop living in a hothouse. Call Chrysler AirTemp today at 212-786-8710. Ask for Miss Brooks. Wetson's Family Hamburger Restaurant is the place to go for your quick snack, lunch, or dinner. Wetson's, serving the finest food at the lowest prices. In Elizabeth, New Jersey, a Wetson's on Rahway Avenue, corner of South Street. In Syosset, Long Island, Wetson's is located at 321 Jericho Turnpike. For the Wetson's nearest you, check the phone book.
Monitor, New York.
your weekend sound on WNBC New York.
I should be happy, but all I do is cry. No, no, I should be happy. Oh, I only know that since you left, my life's so empty. Oh, I love it, but it just can't be done. Each time the doorbell rings, I still run. I don't know how in the world to stop thinking of him.
Roger Williams with If You Go.
This is Coppertone's Hollywood correspondent, Army Archer, visiting Ann Randall, delightful co-star of The Fakers. It's an exciting picture, Ann.
Oh, yes, it's full of spies and counter-spies, and you soon realize that no one is ever what he seems to be.
But I have no trouble realizing that you've joined the Tannables.
You're right, Army, and I know you get a better tan with Copper Tone. It helps me tan faster, deeper, richer, and it keeps my skin so satiny soft and smooth.
That's exactly why millions of sun lovers say, tan, don't burn, use Copper Tone.
A Copper Tone tan does such wonderful things for a girl.
When eating too much or too fast causes pressure and gas, Digel works as no plain antacid can. It neutralizes excess acid and has the extra action of simethicone that breaks up bubbles of gas. Digel, the extra action antacid for more complete relief.
It's not a test, it's 68. Your weekend companion keeps you up to date with new issues and music and comedy.
That's what it is, Monitor 68. I'm your host, Ed McMahon. If you'd like to know more about Frank Howard, the hottest hitter in Big League Baseball right now, Joe Garagiola will be along with some fascinating facts about the big man in just 3 minutes.
Mr. Spoon, you make me laugh in the morning, and no one else.
Cares away without warning. You make me laugh, you make me cry. Far as I can see, you're my reason for living.
But you never, never know about living. And you never, never know about loving.
Then one day he's here, and it's all so clear. We let them pass us by without knowing, but small dreams lie so warm in his eyes. Bright, bright eyes, stay with us until the time when you're all finished growing.
Stephen Eady with their latest, Mr. Spoons.
Dr. Peabody, I'm from...
Yes, come in. Just lie down on the couch there.
No, doctor. I'm from International Harvester, doing a survey of Cub Cadet lawn and garden tractor owners.
Oh, yes, I have the 12 horsepower with hydrostatic drive. Oh, that's some machine.
Right, doctor. Cadets for keeps, built like the big international tractors.
Boy, if they build the big ones as good as the Cadet, hey, really got something there.
Yeah. Well, doctor, where do you find your Cadet most useful? Working your garden, clearing snow, cutting grass?
Cutting grass, yes. When I think of all that grass out there growing and growing and getting taller and taller, I can hardly wait to chop it down.
Doctor, you certainly are sold on your Cub Cadet.
Oh, you said it.
Cadets for keeps, you know.
Yeah.
And great for working out your suppressed aggressions, huh?
My what?
Get rid of your lawn care frustrations, buy any new Cub Cadet, and get the rotary mower free. This offer's limited, so hurry. You'll find your participating international dealer in the Yellow Pages under lawnmowers or tractors. Next, Akron by DuPont and Clubman Sport Coats present Monitor Sports with Joe Garagiola.
They're looking for a nickname for him, and they'd better pick one that he likes. I'll be back to talk about him
after this from Clubman Sport Coats.
When you want to look your Sunday best every day of the week, get a sport coat made with Dacron. Take your pick of styles in Dacron every day, like today. Dacron is the word to say when you want to look your Sunday best every day of the week. Monday, Tuesday, any Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, all day Saturday. When you want to step out wrinkle-free every day of the week, get a sport coat made with Dacron. Nothing holds a press like Dacron every day, like today. Dacron is the word to say when you want to look your Sunday best every day of the week. Say Dacron, mister.
See fine-tailored sport coats with Dacron by Clubman at your favorite store now. Once again, here's Joe.
It was 1958, and Rube Walker, now coach with the Mets, was winding up his playing career with the Dodgers. The player Rube was talking about was Frank Howard. And while he still hasn't broken any baseballs, he has managed to break a major league record. Last week, Howard hit 10 home runs in 6 games. 10 home runs in 6 games is not only a great week, it's a pretty good year. I don't think there's anybody in baseball who wasn't glad to see the big guy do it. He's a tremendous man, 6'7" and somewhere around 260 pounds. And take my word for it, he's just as nice as he is big. They call him Hondo, but since his big home run streak, a Washington newspaper has been carrying on a contest to come up with a new nickname for him. I don't know if I'm eligible, but I have a suggestion. If you're looking for something to call a man who stands 6'7" and weighs 260, I suggest that you call him Sir. Howard had been a basketball star at Ohio State before the Dodgers convinced him that his future was in baseball. The convincer was a check for $108,000. Nobody was ever quite sure how they arrived at that figure, although somebody said that the Dodgers bought him for $500 a pound. He turned out to be worth it. Although things didn't come easy for him, nobody worked any harder to make himself a success. His best year with the Dodgers was 1962, when he hit 31 home runs and had 119 runs batted in and batted .296. But most of all, he'd hit one every once in a while that would really make your eyes pop. There are some great stories about Hondo. One night, the Dodgers were playing an exhibition game in Spokane, and Pete Reeser decided to give the fans a little thrill. Reeser was coaching at third, so he put on the squeeze play. Lee Walls was the runner at third, and Howard was the batter. Unfortunately, Howard missed the sign. Walls broke with the pitch, got about 20 feet from home plate, and saw Howard swing from his heels. Walls said later, "The biggest break I ever got in my life was the fact that the big guy missed the ball. I don't think he would have hurt me. I think he would have killed me." After the 1964 season, Howard was traded to the Senators. He's treated the Washington fans as some of those long home runs, and the Senators have painted some seats white to show where Howard has hit the ball. Must be a beautiful sight for some pitcher who's getting ready to pitch to Hondo and turn around to look at those white seats. If you get a chance to see him play, do it. He may not hit one for you, but then again, he might. Who knows? You might be there the day he hits the baseball right on the nose and breaks it. This is Joe Garagiola for Monitor Sports, and now this for Clubman Sport Coats.
If you take your measure of pleasure in a big, bold way, it's time you sized up Clubman Sport Coats. Clubman Sport Coats are the measure of a man. They come in a brave new world of colors and patterns, and they're impeccably tailored in shape-keeping blends of Dacron polyester and worsted wool. Here's the new fashion ruler, Clubman Sport Coats. The measure of a man.
Every day, like today, Dacron is the word to say when you want to look your Sunday best. Every day of the week, say Dacron, mister.
Ahead, some advice for fishermen on how to display a fishing trophy over your fireplace and a do-it-yourself plan. So stay with us. You're on the Monitor Beacon.
Men, it's a pleasure to see the light. To make the summer scene in a lightweight, colorful Clubman sport coat from those Field Brothers. Isn't it time you stirred up some excitement in your appearance? Then without delay, go to Field Brothers, where you can choose some city block long selections. There you can blissfully mate your choice with the most companionable slacks. Who else but Field Brothers has 10,000 pairs for picking, or gives you the famous field-fitted look that can't be upstaged by wrinkles, thanks to Dacron polyester? As for colors, if you're turned out with those Field Brothers, you get a total look of handsome color harmony to turn you on. So drive over to Field Brothers' great big store at King's Highway at Coney Island Avenue in Brooklyn. Or it's just as easy to swing over to their menswear showplace in Rego Park, just off the Queens Boulevard exit of the expressway. Look for that big Field Brothers sign. Then park your car under it. You'll positively have a field day or night of pure shopping enjoyment. Field Brothers, open to 10 each evening.
Monitor, New York. WNBC, New York.
Here comes more of the money.
I'll drink to that. With anyone who's buying. But first, this suggestion. Head for Hawaii Monday night as Singer presents Hawaii Ho over NBC TV. In color. Here's Big Ed Ames with a bit of soul searching. Apologize.
In the fury of the moment, when the words of wrath rang out, when my mind was filled with questions and my head was filled with doubt, I can still see sadness, heartbreak, and the sorrow in your eyes. How can flowers live in darkness? How can I apologize? Give me back the words I spoke in vain. Give them back. Giving me and watch the flowers bloom. After time has lost that moment and we've mended broken ties, I will still be on my knees saying I apologize. Give me back the words I've spoken, hey, give them back.
Skin is on fire with sunburn, smooth on soothing Nupurcanil cream or lotion. With Nupurcanil, the heat's off, the cool's on. The pain and burning are relieved. It's that fast because it's a topical anesthetic. Lubricates dry, sunburned skin. With Nupurcanil, the heat's off, the cool's on. If poison ivy creeps up on you, fight it with anti-ivy lotion. Anti-ivy helps you tame the itch quickly, helps stop you from scratching and spreading the poison. Anti-ivy. Next, Monitor Goes Fishing with Lindsay Nelson, presented by Glenn L. Evans Company, who make the luckiest lures in the world. Evans Fishing Tackle is made in Ohio, where the big fish grow. Here's Lindsay.
As everyone knows, a man can't have his cake and eat it too. But fish, now that's a different story. We'll hear it after this word from Glenn L. Evans, the fishing tackle people. Cast a lucky line this year with Shyster Lures by Glenn L. Evans Company. Look for the new chartreuse blue packages and the E looks like a fish. The symbol of Glenn L. Evans and luckiest lures in the world. And don't forget that Shyster Lure. Take the luckiest lures in the world fishing with you this year. Art takes many forms, but one that nobody ever thinks of is the art of stuffing and mounting fish. Norman Meyer is such an artist, a fish taxidermist, and he told our Monitor reporter what it takes in the way of skill to mount a fish.
Today, anyone can learn to mount a fish with the new methods that we now have.
Well, now, what does a person have to know?
To know how to read would be, to read the instructions would be the only necessary thing.
Now, what age can a person start?
Well, we start teaching children at fifth and sixth grade level.
Now, Norm, how soon after a fish is caught should it be mounted?
Uh, It's best to wait a few hours to the muscles and tendons relax in them, but they can be mounted immediately after they're caught.
Now tell me how you go about mounting. Is there some sort of a kit that that you would furnish somebody?
Yes, there is a kit. It has all the necessary materials, preservative, and utensils in it. And with today's new modern means and methods, there's no poisonous substance used in mounting fish at all anymore.
Is there any special or any secret to preservative that you use in mounting the fishes?
No, there is not. The preservative is basically borax with a fungicide and germicide killing agent in it. But the filler is basically a plastic.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a hardening agent in it which forms the body of the fish.
What's the biggest fish you ever mounted?
A 6-foot shark.
And the smallest?
The smallest was a 2.5-inch bluegill.
2.5-inch?
Yes.
Now, who would want a fish that small mounted?
Well, that was a fish that was caught, and he got quite sick on the way home. And from the hook and everything in him, to revive him, they took and put him in water and threw a little shot of whiskey. It was caught by the neighborhood bartender, and so after about a year, this little fish became accustomed to getting a shot of whiskey each day. So one of the patrons got a little too much to drink one day and gave him a double shot after he had his normally daily shot. So the one who gave him the double shot goes back and tries to give him mouth-to-mouth resuscitation and blew him up and killed him.
Oh, no. In other words, with all that alcohol, he was already pretty well preserved.
He was well preserved.
That story of Norman Myers, it should make teetotalers of all of us. This is Lindsey Nelson for Monitor, and now a message for the Glenn L. Evans Company, who make the luckiest lures in the world. Cast a lucky line this year with Shyster Lures. Shysters are made by the Glenn L. Evans Company, who produce the luckiest lures in the world. Shysters keep selling and fish keep biting. Evans Lucky Lures and Tackle are available at dealers everywhere. Look for the new chartreuse and blue package and the E that looks like a fish. Millions of fishermen throughout America buy Shyster Lures, so they've got to be good. This year, fish lucky. Use Glenn L. Evans' luckiest lures in the world.
Now, Spanky and our gang with more Monitor music. Like to get to know you.
But I like to get to know you.
Yes, I do.
But I like to get to know you.
Yes, I do.
But I like to get to know
you. I found searching all around, just was not the answer. What I thought was true looked a bit like you. I figured I might chance her.
But I like to get to know you.
Yes, I do.
But I like to get to know.
All I need to say, she went on her way and said it was all over. Well, it's been some time, and I guess that I just meant to be a rover.
But I'd like to get to know you.
Yes, I do.
Yes, I'd like to get to know you.
If I do.
Whoa, big man, what you talking talking about?
I said it's National Frigidaire Week at local Frigidaire dealers. The smartest week of the year to buy appliances because of the many special values, okay?
Crazy.
Frigidaire Week to buy Hey, where you going with those drums?
Frigidaire Week, man.
Wait for me.
That's my baby. And if you were around when that was written, don't admit it. I'll never tell. The year was 1925.
People on the go always seem to know. Miller makes it right. Miller makes it right. Hearty, robust, deep down good. Like others wish they could. Miller makes it right. Miller makes it right.
When it comes to flavor, the folks at the Miller Brewing Company put it this way. Buy only the finest hops and malt, then use every bit of know-how you've inherited over 112 years to brew it best. That's the Miller High Life story. That's why Miller High Life is always the champagne of bottled beer.
People on the go, more than ever seem to know. Miller makes it right. Miller makes it right.
Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
You've been listening to Monitor 68. This is Ed McMahon, your host, for the last time before I take a summer leave of absence to appear on Kraft Music Hall Presents Ed McMahon. Our first air date's June the 12th. If you get a chance, join us, won't you?
We still have more to bring you. Just wait and see.
More news, more songs to sing you.